Maximilian Fritzsche. Passionate commitment. A fearless make-up path to inclusion. An impressive transformation from a teenager with a difficult past to a committed theatre maker and advocate of inclusion. Growing up in a middle-class home, his life was shaped by his parents' divorce and the changes that came with it. Despite his initial success in competitive sport, he found himself in an environment of drugs and crime. But at a crucial point in his life, he asked himself, which side do I choose? His answer led him away from the streets and towards social work, particularly theatre education. His involvement began with a project to get young people off the streets. He was originally asked to be a dancer, which initially made him uncomfortable. But the collaboration with professional musicians awakened his enthusiasm and he liked the response from the audience. He stayed. He expanded his dance through acting. His first speaking role was a special scene for him. In the play Der feine Herr P., he played a pizza delivery boy with an Italian dialect. Over time, he went from being a pure participant to an active contributor. Eventually, he took over the management and developed a deep passion for the project out of personal interest. Today, he heads the Kulturinitiative Bodenviertel e.V., an organization that uses theater to promote inclusion, social change, and political education. The initial aim of the project was to rid Stuttgart's Bodenviertel district of crime and child prostitution, which was successfully implemented. From 2013, the focus expanded to inclusion. People with disabilities, in particular the blind and people with mental or psychological impairments, were integrated into the theatre. This development brought with challenges, in particular to break down fears of contact between the participants, achieved through playful methods, theatre exercises, and intensive discussions. Rehearsal take place in a room in the Bodenviertel, in the meeting place in the Bischof Moser Haus. The performance takes place in theatres such as the Theater Stuttgart, the Friedrichsbau Varieté, the Landesbühne Esslingen, or the Kultursaal Freudenstadt. Maximilian has even been to Russia, Juva and Moscow, with three special plays, even under time pressure, only 4 hours rehearsal time, and with mentally handicapped people. The group produced impressive results in front of a large audience, 1,800 visitors in Juva. The Rapson and the Handicapped Festival are an integral part of Stuttgart's cultural scene. Maximilian's work encompasses far more than just theatre productions. He holds talks with politicians and authorities to secure funding, organizes collaboration with the city of Stuttgart and international institutions, and campaigns for social issues. He uses theatre as a medium to highlight grievances, from inclusion problems to social hotspots. One particular success of his commitment is the successful placement of people with disabilities in the primary labor market. Art exhibitions and reading have also been added to the theater. Famous and interesting people talk about their lives in the mit plus füreinander gestalten format. The aim was to give young people from the neighborhood a perspective and introduce them to talents still unknown to them. Despite the positive developments, the work remains challenging. The biggest hurdle is funding. Without sufficient funds from the city, much of the work has to be funded privately. Nevertheless, he remains optimistic and is persevering with his vision. A society in which inclusion is not just a concept, but a living reality. His message to those interested is clear. If you want to get involved, you need patience and perseverance. The door of the Bodenviertel Cultural Initiative are open to anyone who wants to get involved, whether as an actor, supporter, or simply as someone who wants to work towards a more diverse society.